the gas station was closed, and I had to go to a different gas station. So I went up a few blocks, went around the corner. It's Valero Station. Small station, you know, kind of off the beaten path a little bit, so, you know, probably not getting a ton of traffic, especially at this time of day. You know, if anyone come through there in the morning, it's probably long gone. So, you know, you get the guy behind the counter, and then a couple other guys, like, unloading food, you know. It's like, I got a case of Frito-Lay. I got two of these. And so I'm pumping my gas. I go in there looking for some drinks. It's all fucking crazy. And, there's two guys handling the food unloading process. And, you know, they're kind of giving, the older guy's giving a count to the guy behind the counter. And as I'm like getting my stuff, the older guy, not the guy behind the counter, he's bringing me up. Older guy goes over to the younger dude, who have both of them have said hello to me as I walk by, friendly. This guy's like, hey, I want you to be in this conversation with me. Step outside. I need you to be in this conversation with me. And he just says, like, yeah, I got a one-day job for you. And then they walk out and start talking to a third guy who's been standing out there for a while. I did not hear what they talked about, but they very quickly took him away from the door of the place. I like to think they were planning crimes out of that Valero station. Yeah, maybe they're running more than Frito-Lays out of that gas station, you know? I would have just gone to the gas station I normally go to because they were still open inside, but I actually needed gas, and they were, you know, all the pumps were taped off, so no pumps, no gas. I needed gas. But it did give me an opportunity to sample the wares of another establishment. And so I purchased this drink that I'm already disappointed here before I even opened the can, but, you know, I just should have read it a little more closely. But it's just Rockstar Blackout. And I was like, yeah, let's fucking black out, man. That's what I'm fucking after. Let's fucking go. But now that I look at it, it doesn't have the badge on it that says 240 milligrams of caffeine per can. And as I look around on the back here, it says total caffeine from all sources, 160 milligrams per can. What kind of fucking blackout is that? Is it a blackout for me falling the fuck asleep? Is this fucking dog shit you're peddling, Rockstar? Top of the can's black, though. Can't argue with that. It's a black can. Black top. Bottom is still silver.
Nine 320.
it's weird, you know, like, it shouldn't be weird, but we're far enough away from it now to where, like, this song can just be this song again. Like, there, you know, anyone that encounters it now is probably likely to not have seen Reservoir Dogs. You know? I mean, I think a generation, if not two, had this song tainted for them. And I don't necessarily mean tainted in a bad way. I mean, you know, it is what it is, right? But like, there was that chunk of time where this was the song from that movie. Much like people associate Smash Mouth with Shrek. Something I didn't even realize why until recently, having never seen a Shrek movie. I was just like, oh, are people just combining two things that fucking suck shit out of an ass? Is that the fucking game here? Because nailed it. Says person who has never seen a Shrek movie, but is pretty sure they're probably fucking terrible. I mean, I guess, like, people must fucking actually like Shrek, right? I mean, they made, like, what, three of them? Some of them directed video at some point. Every clip of Shrek I've seen has been a fucking searing bullet into my brain that fills it full of the notion that I should never, ever see a Shrek movie. It's treated me well so far.
It's more like I feel it in my forearms and my ovaries.
Huh.
Like last night, I was playing backgammon.
Okay.
Kind of sexy. My SAE is a project that I plan on continuing throughout.
Have to turn to my phone to find the hits, I guess, because radio is getting fucking nothing for me. I should check my satellite radio subscription. It's probably up for renewal pretty soon here. I should decide if I want to actually keep it or not. I feel like I just spend more time flipping through channels for hundreds of dollars a year. When really, like, all the hits I'm looking for are, you know, already at my fingertips. Hates this song. I have to imagine he's fucking been forced to endure it like a trillion fucking times by now, right? Or is it just like part of like his fucking weird fame? He's just like, I got my American flag tie, my hot sauce, and sure, yeah, play Pac-Man Fever, because it'll help people, it'll help me to sell this hot sauce. Covers of Pac-Man Fever, and if any of them are any good. Thank you. this song's actually that good, you know, just for the record. I go, I don't know. It's like kind of the same lyrics over and over again with two bars changed each verse. It's kind of... Croaking out these lyrics, though. We gotta give them that. I should really seek out the original release of this album, because they re-recorded it and re-released it to, you know, get around performance royalties or something like that. When it came out on CD or whatever, it was like new recordings. And I wonder if the original recording of Froggy's Lament actually has a little more verve in it, as opposed to the defeated sound it has here. Now, Ode to a Centipede is just a classic. Just a classic. Any way you slice it. It's a driving beat, you know? You can't run. And these talky bits. You can't run. You can't hide.
I'm coming to get you.
What? Good God, man.
Here I come.
Go back to calling levels racks. No one does that anymore. Like, oh, I made it to rack 5.
You can't get away, little centipede. I'm right behind you. Don't try hiding behind the mushrooms.
Sounds very grounded, very with it. Sounds okay, no problems. Whoa, a little product placement there, I guess. This song is over 5 minutes long.
Here I come.
Song about Donkey Kong. Song was over. It's like, nah. I can't sleep on it. You know, it's like, is it over? I don't even know. Okay, all right. like, it's poetic, but I don't know that you would ever claim to be between the moon and the... somewhere between the moon and the sun, if you truly were somewhere between the moon and the sun. You would... I mean, you'd probably say Earth. You'd probably say Earth. Moon is just a smaller thing going around. You wouldn't... it's not like a good, useful... you'd be like, oh, where are you? Oh, it's somewhere between the sun and the moon, I guess. I was going to save it for the tunnel, but... it might be time to get into this blackout and see what it's all about. Shredding. Yeah. Ripping it up. Like, it doesn't say... there's no hints on this can about how it might taste. Like, I wonder if it's just a regular rock star, but the can is different. Because they wrote blackout on it and made it have a black top. I don't know. The rest of it just kind of looks like a regular fucking rock star. Which I don't even remember what regular rock star tastes like. He really knows how to play. That's why he can be so confident about there being more on the way, because he knows he's going to get extra lives. Oh, this fucking light is out. Great. Fucking awesome. Whoa. Had to dig deep for that. Smells like an energy drink. I haven't tasted it yet, but the car smells like kind of a weak Red Bull smell now. You know, I think I would probably like rather listen to like just straight up 4 minutes of Defender sound effects than a song about Defender. I don't know, I mean... it's a dirty, dirty job, but it's gotta be done. There's a battle going on, it's gotta be won. I'm a million miles from home, and I might say that this is one of the better songs on this album. Out and they just poured Red Bull in this can when I wasn't looking. I mean, I'd be okay with that. I like Red Bull, but I usually don't like things that are meant to taste like Red Bull but aren't Red Bull. This pretty much just tastes like Red Bull. The aftertaste is not quite right. Was it cheaper? Yeah, because, I mean, I bought 2 cans. I bought a Pure Zero Punched as well. It's always 2 for $4. With a lot of this stuff. Yeah, no, the more of this I drink, the less it tastes like Red Bull. Like, it's clearly what they're going for, but... This is just what regular Rockstar tastes like, too, right? Isn't this just like a weak... Red Bull with like a fucking weird aftertaste? Or is Rockstar trying to be like an energy cola? I forget what the default flavor is. I've only had it like once or twice and fucking hated it, so. If I ever get a chance to interview Eugene Jarvis, I'm going to ask him if he knows all the lyrics to this song. Like saying that you're a mind bender is really fitting in the theme with Defender. I mean, you're just flying a ship shooting stuff. You're not bending minds. You're just fucking blowing up landers and mutants and shit. Mousetrap is A, the weirdest game to make an appearance on this album. It is a mechanic straight out of the game. You play as a mouse, you collect bones. If you have bones, you can push the dog button to turn into a dog. And then when you're a dog, you can eat the cats. Oh, and there's a hawk, right, yeah. The hawk is fucked up. The hawk will just swoop in and eat. It's a bad scene.
Somebody help me before it's too late. The hawk is upon me and the cat's
this was about a video game, this would be a pretty weird fucking song. Actually, maybe it's just a fucking weird fucking song. I'm like, alright, no, a mousetrap, okay, so that can be a metaphor for a lot of things. Cats and dogs, got it, cheese, yeah. But then, wait, the hawk is upon you? What the fuck are you even talking about? How does a hawk fit into any part of this deep fucking metaphor about society that you've written? Okay, in case you didn't get the first part of the verse, he'll slow it down for you, half-time it, and say the same words. Here gets has a leg up on a lot of the other games on this album because it has speech. So first albums I owned. This may have been the first album I ever owned. I would have been 7 when this album came out. I think. If it was 82, then yeah. 6 or 7. Big old fucking pothole in the road. It's destruction. Holy shit. Fucking Bronco. Is that it? That's the whole album, apparently. It was really touching and really crazy, like a really weird thing that is cool and I never quite felt worthy of and still sort of don't, that those two ended up writing a song about the website. That's really fucking crazy. All right, I'm driving past the building where the slab lives, and there's a construction worker with a remote control car just driving it around having a good time. So, good to see things are back to normal here at the slab site. Ugh. All right, I gotta go. I'll see you later. It's due the appropriate amount of wiggling. Not too much, definitely not too little.